The final question, it's from the staffing point of view. We touched on it earlier. You know, it's just, you know, what tips can you give to other leaders in terms of managing fear, morale, anxiety, and keeping them motivated? What are the tips that you can give?
Well, for me, it has been about remaining as calm and focused, and that means to try to avoid responding immediately to any knee-jerk reactions or ill-thought-out demands for actions, though all may have been well-intended. And there are times I need to actually be more hands-on, especially when the team is feeling overwhelmed and lost just for that moment, you know? But then I need to get back into the driver's seat soon enough so as not to lose our way in this quagmire of our times. I talked earlier on about adaptive leadership, and I need to also enable my team to be a lot more flexible and fast as the landscape is constantly revolving. I always challenge myself and them to think totally out of the box because the box is actually destroyed by the virus already. If the Cambridge exams can cancel examinations and explore alternative ways to determine a student's capability for university entry, why can't we be equally radical in our thoughts and moves? Our primary business and function, I keep reminding myself and all of us in Sunway Education, is to continue to provide the most essential learning and tools in our young people's future education. So you can say that my job as the CEO is to safeguard that opportunity for the tens of thousands of young Malaysians and other nationalities who come to us for just that. And actually, they do come from all walks of life and backgrounds as well. And the mode could very well change in this new future, as it's now called. And we have to change accordingly to ensure our next generation thrives in that new world. So essentially, we have to change. Sunway Group's two pillars. First, humility. It's about being comfortable to recognize that there is a lot to be unlearned and relearned, and we need to also co-learn as we need to do this collectively. The second pillar is integrity. The moral compass to doing what is right must never be compromised. It's so important to ensure our third and last pillar, and that is sustained excellence. Have I answered your question, George?
You're overachieving as you look. I'm based on look. I can tell when you were at school. You were definitely, you know, if you were not top of the class, you were definitely an overachiever. I can tell that, you know, because you're doing extremely well.
No, not at all, not at all.
Thank you for this. But I got one question. You mentioned adaptive leadership a couple of times. Could you give the listeners a clue? What do you mean by adaptive leadership?
Adaptive leadership was something that was coined by Ronald Hyveits from the I think he's Harvard Kennedy School, and he talked about basically the need to adapt to change, mobilizing others to make progress, addressing the gap between the way things currently are and as they change consistently. Yep. And then he offered quite a number of principles of this so-called adaptive leadership and why it's a critical skill for many leaders.
Right. Yeah. So I understand that. It's not a status quo. You're just continually reading the environment. I spoke to one of my team members and I said the analogy that I use for me now, it's an open door, right? I'll try anything. And we try it. And rather than say, is that going to work? Is that going to work? Well, the only way we can work it out, right? We don't make silly experiments, but we give it a go. Whereas, so the timeline for planning is shorter. It's more about adapting and doing. So,